This week on a very bingeable episode of Hello Ross, we're talking what we should all be binging, and I have no idea who's going to pop by to say.
Yeah, I always wish that as a gay guy. I'm like, please let my doctor be cute. Now you can look and see their pictures, which you probably shouldn't do, but.
Do you pick hot doctors?
Yeah. Sometimes.
I get it. That's right. It's a brand new episode of Hello Ross. Well, hello, everybody, and welcome to a brand new episode of Hello, Ross. You know, I've been traveling a bunch and I've been like obsessed with certain shows. I take the train into the city every day. And so me and my iPad have a very intimate relationship. And so I download shows and I just, you know, I'm all caught up now on Great British Bake Off. I've seen every second of every episode. I'm all caught up on Poker Face, House of the Dragons of the Thrones and all of that. I'm all done on that. And then I was thinking, you know, Succession is coming back. I cannot wait for season 4 coming out very soon. But they have said that this is going to be the last season. So once this is done, it's done. And I take my binging very seriously. I don't just go into a show blindly. I need like 3 letters of recommendations from friends. Okay. I'm like a condo board. I need to see your financials. I need to know everything about who you are and why you're recommending this. Because, you know, if I get into a show, like, for example, I watched The West Wing. That was like 22 episodes for 7 seasons or something. I mean, that's a lot of hours. I did it for The Good Wife, too. It was a whole commitment. I felt like I was in a relationship with Juliana Margulies. So I want to talk with you guys. What are you watching? What is really good enough to binge? What should I be investing my time, energy, life, and emotions in? Because it really happens. I get emotionally attached to these characters and these people. So what's worth it? And it doesn't have to be a show that's new, that's out right now, that's brand. It could be something, you know, there's catalogs and all of these streamers where I can see something I never saw before. So what should I watch? We're going to talk about that and so much more when whoever's in the waiting room right now pops by to say, Hello, Ross.
America starts the day with America in the Morning.
First of 3 pushes of storminess.
Hi, I'm John Trout, your host for the latest news, politics, entertainment, business, and weather.
A speech with political overtones.
Our staff of correspondents provide a fast-paced look at the world with specialized reports from where news happens.
The judge's decision was based on finding there is a
likelihood. So far, the central bank appears to be threading that.
Concise, accurate, and fresh each day.
America in the Morning, the podcast, available wherever you listen.
Our house is a mess. Come on in.
I'm Amber Wallen, internet comedian and host of your new favorite podcast, Fly on the Wallen.
Hey, that's pretty presumptuous to assume that this is going to be their favorite podcast, by the way.
Anyway, that wasp that you just heard interrupt me is my husband.
And co-host, Benjamin Wallen.
Listen in as we discuss relationships and keeping our sweet baby kid alive.
Fly on the Wallen, wherever you listen.
And welcome back to the program. We are talking all things, anything we want to talk about. I mean, anything's on the table. People in the waiting room right now want to talk about whatever they want to talk about. And I'm open to it. But specifically, I'm going to be asking people what they binge, what they watch, and most importantly, what I should binge next, because I'm out. My iPad is empty. There's nothing left in there. I've seen it all. So let's open up the phone lines, the Zoom lines, and see who's in here to say, Hello, Ross. Hello. Are you there?
Hi.
Well, hello. What's your name?
I'm Jason.
Well, Jason, hi, I'm Ross. Where are
hi,
you?
Ross. Mm-hmm. I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm great. Where in the world are you?
I'm in Long Beach, California.
Oh my God, I love Long Beach. I always
Me
go.
Too.
It's such a diverse city, such a thriving gay community there.
Super queer.
Right? It's so great.
Yeah, I lived here just over a year.
Oh God, what's that? Are you sick?
No, I just had a frog in my throat. No, I've only
isn't
been
that,
here.
Isn't that a thing now when anyone even goes like, I'm like, what's wrong? Where? And we're not even like sitting next to each other. And I got all nervous. Oh, God, are you sick?
Right. You can't catch it across the coast.
Okay, good. Oh, God. Yeah. Where'd you move to Long Beach from?
Dallas.
Oh, Dallas is a great city, too. We have a lot
of people. Different from California.
Oh, how so?
Well, I mean, I living in a red state, I'm from the South. And so like when you grow up as a queer kid in the South, it's very different. And moving here, it's just everything is just wildly different. I mean, relationships and people and living in a queer community. And I work part time at one of the gay bars and just a different vibe. I mean, it's your brain is open to so many things. Like, when
so what does that do to you? Do you feel like you can live easier, breathe easier there? Is that what you're saying?
Oh, yeah. And just things change, you know, I mean, your whole lifestyle changes when you move your entire life.
Oh, my God. Tell me about it. I just moved to New York. I didn't even know I was moving to New York. You know, I came to visit my boyfriend who became my fiance, who became my husband. I came to visit him. I popped on the Drew Show for one day and I never left.
That's crazy. I didn't. Congratulations, by the way, for everything.
Thank you. Thank you. But I didn't. And thank you. But I, you know, it wasn't until probably 6 weeks ago that I realized like, oh, my God, I live here now. You know, I really live here now.
I know. It's the same with me. Like, I live 2 minutes from the beach. Like, I walk everywhere, you know. I'm able to work at home, which is really fortunate. Mm-hmm. But it's just great. The people here are amazing.
Good for you. You know, you put a saddle on life. That's what I like to do. Put a saddle on life, ride it, see where it takes you. You can always hop off. And if you fall off the horse, you're going to survive. You're going to be fine. So I love that you are out there now. Okay, but can I ask you the question of the day?
Yes.
We're talking bingeable shows. I'm out of things. I take the train a lot here. I travel a lot. I need something to watch.
Understood.
Give me 1 to 2 binge suggestions and why. Please back them up with evidence.
I just saw your live. And so I thought what the show I'm going to recommend. Hopefully you've seen it. If not, The Traitors.
What now?
The Traitors.
The Traitors. Where? What is it?
Okay. Did you ever growing up play Mafia?
Yeah, wait, is this that show on Peacock with Alan Cummings?
Yes.
Okay, he was on our show, and I saw the trailer, and I think, isn't Brandy Glanville is a friend of mine, isn't she on that too?
She is.
Is it like Big Brother, or what's it like?
So it's kind of like when you played Mafia or Among Us as kids, where you get everybody in a circle, and there's somebody's killing everybody off, and you've got to figure out who it is. So the premise is there's 20 people, 10 reality stars, 10 normal, who are boring. and then Alan picks 3 people who are traitors, and the traitors are going to kill off one person every night. And then the next night, everybody decides who they think it is, and they vote them out, and they've got to say if they're a traitor or not.
Ooh,
and so
that's interesting. And they don't really kill them off. How do they kill them off?
No, they just get killed.
Okay, they just exit the show.
And as people get eliminated at the end, if they've gotten rid of all the traitors, the faithfuls, as they call them, win the money.
And I'm adding the traitors to the list, and I'm intrigued because I love the gameplay of it. It sounds to me like Big Brother meets the Mole.
Yes. Yes. Okay. Except the viewer knows who the traitors are.
Interesting.
And if a traitor gets to the end, the traitor wins everything.
Okay.
And they win nothing. I'm telling you, Ross, the show, you'll watch it in a day or two. It is crazy phenomenal. And I'm going to predict you're going to be on season 2 and you're going to win.
I'm not going to do it. I'm busy. I'm not doing it. But thank you for that. And I should say, what's the offer? And then we'll talk. We'll
right,
see what the offer.
Right.
How much do they pay? That's
get
what
that bag,
know.
Honey.
Yeah, get that bag. Secure it.
The storytelling and how the game goes, like you couldn't write it. You could not write what happens in this show.
I'm writing it down. I'm going to write down all the suggestions and then I'll decide at the end what I'm going to actually do. Okay?
Sounds good.
Okay, well done. And thank you and congratulations on your big move.
Thanks so much. Good luck to you and say hi to Willie and just kiss.
Kiss, kiss, and thank you so much. I'll talk to you soon. Bye. Oh, okay. The Traitors. I'm adding it to the list. I actually did see the commercials for that, and it did look honestly fascinating. So it was on my radar. I just kind of forgot about it. There's so much out there that it's like, I can't keep track. And so thank God you're doing it for me. All right. Traitors is on the list. I wonder what else people are going to recommend as they pop in to say, hello, Ross. Let's find out. Hello, are you there?
Hello, Ross.
Well, hello to you. What's your name and where are you calling from?
My name is Sandy, and I am calling from Gildenwin, New York.
Well, hi, Sandy in New York. Okay, you know the question of the day. What should I be binging? What do you recommend?
I would recommend The Morning Show if you haven't watched it.
Okay. So I'm writing the morning show down, but I do want you to know I have seen every episode of the morning show. And I will say this, I loved season one.
I loved all the seasons and I like watching it because my niece works for the company Media Rest Studios who does the show.
Oh, really? Okay. Well, I thought season one was really sort of like groundbreaking in the way that it tackled like cancel culture and with celebrities and the nitty gritty of the dynamics and the politics behind a television show. I will tell you, I work on a television show and it is nothing like that. Right. We are like, you know, it's so boring. We're all just like friends and nice and we all get along. But I have seen a little bit, that's on the Drew Barrymore show, but in other shows, I've seen a little bit of that stuff that goes around to people with affairs and the this and the conniving and all. I've seen a little bit of that in my time in showbiz, but it's not in my circle. Just so you know, if you want to know what real life is like, okay?
Okay. All right. I love you.
Well, thank you so much. And thank you for calling and thank you for the recommendation. I will be watching the next season when it's released, okay?
You got it.
All right. Talk soon. Thank you.
Okay, bye.
Bye. Yeah, I do watch that show. And I think to myself, like, you know, Hollywood makes everything more interesting, I think, because all these twists and turns, unless they're maybe they are happening behind my back here, like on the shows that I'm on and I'm just never seeing it. Maybe. No, I can tell you with certainty here at the Drew Barrymore show where I'm in the dressing right now. None of that conniving's going on and stuff like that, but I don't know. I have seen a couple things that I'll never tell. Bring me to happy hour, I might tell. Let's see who's next. Hello, are you there?
Me, Carolyn.
Yes, hi. Yes. Hi. Is it okay? Well, yeah. I don't know your name. Okay, what's your name?
My name's Carolyn. Sorry.
Hi. Oh gosh, no worries. And where are you?
Sorry, I was just taking the sweater off my little dog. I'm in San Jose, California.
Oh, hi in San Jose. And I love that you put a sweater on your dog.
Well, it's been cold here. It's been in like the 30s and 40s at night. So
listen, I'm bringing my chihuahuas to New York soon. And they're cold when it's under 75 in Palm Springs. Yeah. So I don't know what they're going to do here.
They're Palm Springs dogs, I'm sure.
Totally. All right. So here's the deal, Carolyn. We are talking about bingeable shows, what I should be watching. What are you want? I'm making a whole list of what people recommend. What do you recommend that I should binge?
Hold on. He's scratching that crate. Come here, Milo. Come here.
No, I need you to focus. Focus. So, let the dog scratch.
Sorry. So I have a 12-year-old daughter. So we watch a lot of tween related things. So she's been watching Ginny and Georgia, which she loves Ginny on Netflix.
Is it good?
It's fine. She,
all right. So you don't recommend it. All right. So what's next? What's a show that it doesn't need to be recent that you watch? That's like your favorite show in history.
Probably New Girl is one of them.
Oh, but that's Zoe. Love Zoe. Mm-hmm. I got to meet her recently.
Oh yeah. We watch that. That's kind of our go-to. That and Friends are our go-to. If we don't know what we want to watch, we put on New Girl or Friends.
Okay. I'm taking Ginny and Georgia. I'm taking Ginny and Georgia off the show because you didn't seem enthused. And by the way, you'll notice I am writing it down on a napkin that I had next to me like that's left over from my lunch. Okay. The New Girl with Zooey Deschanel.
Yeah. If you haven't watched it, it's so great. It's hilarious. And
I love that she's with the Property Brother. You know what I mean? That makes me happy too.
Yeah, for sure.
I love that kind of pop culture crossover moment.
I'm talking to you right now. I'm a little starstruck. Sorry.
Oh, don't be starstruck. It's just me. Okay. Well, I love The New Girl. Such a good suggestion. And I love that it's like a show that I can watch and finish. You know, I could like see every episode.
Yeah. And I'm introducing her to Mindy Project. So we're watching that as well.
I'm going to add the Mindy Project because my friend Fortune was on that.
Yes. We just started the episodes where she was in. And I was just telling to my daughter, Ashley, how much I love Fortune Feimster as a comedian.
She's the best. I don't know Mindy Kaling, but I was in jury duty once and she was there too.
Oh. Interesting.
She was wearing a red Gucci sweater and I didn't talk to her. Because I was
You guys both were on the jury?
No, we were in the big, like there was 100 people jury pool. You have to go and sit there and wait and see if they call your number, you know? And I was sitting there, I was like, that girl looks like Mindy Kaling. I was like, oh my God, that's Mindy Kaling. And like,
that would make it a lot more fun process to if it was you two in the screening area. That would be a lot more exciting than what
that
I
would be a fun jury, right? We would be the fun jury. Sure. I'd vote whichever way she voted. I'd be like, yeah, whatever Mindy said.
Yeah. What
she said. Screw the evidence, whatever Mindy Kaling said. Yeah. All right. Thank you so much. And say hi to your daughter for me and kiss that doggy in a sweater.
I will. Thank you so much. So great to meet you.
You too, my love. Talk to you soon. Bye. Okay. Of course. All right. Okay. Oh, man. And I remember Mindy Kaling was in the jury. And the woman who was running the jury, she's like, I'm such a big fan of yours. She was talking to me. I'm such a big fan of yours. I said, thank you so much. And she was so nice to me all day. And I was leaving. She said, just keep doing those carpool karaoke's. She thought I was James Corden. Anyway, let's see who's next in here. Well, hello, Matt.
Hi, Ross. Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you too. Where are you?
I'm in West Palm Beach, Florida.
Oh, I love Florida. You know, I just was in the Dominican Republic last weekend, and it was like a hop, skip, and one little jump, like a half a jump from Florida. Yeah,
like an hour flight.
Yeah, totally. So you
think that we do more of that, but being from Florida, I'm so guilty of never doing any of that stuff.
But I get it, because it's already sunny and beautiful where you are. The reason we left, because we were in New York, and it's freezing and, you know, cold and terrible here. So how long have you been in Florida?
I grew up here. I'm from Miami.
Oh, you're from Miami. Mm-hmm. What was that like?
A thotty from the beginning. I started partying way too young.
Oh my God. Yeah, we don't come from party people. My kind of party is like putting ice in my Pinot Grigio. I'm not like much of a partier.
That's funny. I know. You said you grew up in Washington, right?
Yes.
Yeah. I'm originally from Miami. We grew up, you know, in the burbs. My parents did pretty good for themselves. And then I went to college down there too, and now I live in West Palm Beach, so I'm just guilty of being a Florida boy.
And are you still a partier?
No, oh gosh, I'm 36 now. I mean, we go out here and there, but I was watching somebody's Zoom, one of the original Fab Five, and he was having that Zoom about how he's like done going out. And I was like nodding to everything he was saying. I was like,
Yo, it happens. You just like, oh my God. Like, I feel so gross if you get like a hangover now. It's just no fun. And
yeah, I need like 2 days after the hangover, not
totally. And that's why I love a happy hour, is because we can have a couple cocktails at 5 o'clock. And then, like, you know, 9 o'clock, I can watch Rachel Maddow. And then on Mondays.
Or
and
a
then
brunch. I wanted to go to one of your brunches, but I missed it.
Well, you know, I'm going back on tour with my I Got You Girl tour. We're announcing dates. There will be some Florida dates coming up, too. I'll let you know, okay?
Fine, for sure. All
right. Question. As I'm traveling, as I'm going out in the world, and I need to have things to binge, I'm out. I'm tapped. I've watched everything I need to watch. Succession's coming out soon. It's going to be the last season. But what should I be binging now? Give me a recommendation.
So, new or just anything?
Either. Old show, new show, something I haven't watched yet. Go.
So, I'm guilty of watching older stuff sometimes. So I rewatched the original drama ER. And if you want to like revisit how we got to the drama shows that we're at to now, I think it's a really cool show to rewatch.
Now, this is good, because in the 90s, mid 90s, nothing was bigger than must see TV. And the anchor of that was the 10 o'clock show. It was like Friends, whatever, ER. And the drama, George Clooney and Anthony Edwards and Juliana Margulies, who I spent so much time with on The Good Wife. That's a good one. Now, you watched it all the way through. There is a point when it jumps to shark, isn't there?
That it jumps to what?
It jumps the shark, which means where it stops being good, where it kind of gets ridiculous.
Well, yeah, like after season 10, I'd say, because the original doctors just spread, and the original main character, he had personal things in his real life that his name is escaping me right now. I can't believe it. I'm really on season 13.
Oh God, who was,
and then
I don't
know. Put in some new doctors and new storylines, and then, you know, it kind of got like 2000-y, like when everything was really bubble poppy and Britney was out. It was like 2003.
Yes, thank you for the reference. Yeah, well, I'll tell you, here's my issue with these medical shows, is they make every doctor is hot, right? Every nurse is hot. So then when you actually do go to like, oh, I have to go to the emergency room because, you know what, I stubbed my toe or whatever. And you go in and you're hoping like George Clooney's going to come and wrap your leg. It's like not.
Not. Yeah, I always wish that as a gay guy. I'm like, please let my doctor be cute. Now you can look and see their pictures, which you probably shouldn't do, but.
Oh, before you book an appointment with a doctor, you can see their picture?
Like nowadays on your insurance, you can literally look in your network
And there's like a whole profile.
Do you pick hot doctors?
Yeah. Yeah. Sometimes.
I get it.
I'll pick guys over girls, and I'm guilty of just based off what they look like making a snapshot judgment, being like,
I just think, you know, don't, I like to believe people are going to be great until they prove me wrong. And that's how I go. And so just go in there and assume your doctor's going to be great. And then, you know, and maybe they will be. And maybe you'll get a bad one, but maybe you'll get a great one. All right.
That's a good one. And then I'm rewatching for my horror kicks. I'm rewatching The Walking Dead because I
got
off The Walking Dead from AMC.
The Walking Dead's not for me. I can't do a zombie show. But I'm gonna write it down because I didn't think I'd like House or Game of Thrones either. And I watch it and I understood a good 63% of it. You know what I mean?
I see it. I'm the opposite. I never got onto the Game of Thrones thing. Like my boyfriend would have watch parties with the boys, and I'd just be sitting there like looking at my phone.
Well, listen,
my mocktail.
Matt, thank you so much. I wrote down ER, which I could be, I mean, that's a really good contender, Matt, I have to tell you. So thank you so much for the suggestion.
You're welcome.
Okay,
I'll know you like your TV, so you like analyze TV stuff. So I think it'd be a good conversation point, like how we got here. That's
absolutely. I would love to, I love the historical aspect of it. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Talk to you soon.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye.
Let's see who's next. Hello.
Hi, can you see me?
I can. What's your name?
I'm Sharla.
Well, hi, Sharla. I'm Ross.
Hi. We met once before.
We did. Where did we meet?
Oh, my goodness. It was your last live show for your book tour.
The name drop tour right before. It was like February 2020.
It was March 8th, I believe.
Oh, my God. And then everything shut down like the 14th, remember?
Yes.
I know.
Yes.
And where do you live?
I live in Tulsa, Oklahoma.
Oh my, well, hi. I was in Oklahoma in high school, the musical, not the state.
Oh.
Understood. Hey, so I'm talking bingeable things I should watch, okay? I travel a lot. I need to know, but I don't just watch it without a recommendation. So what is your recommendation for something I should be watching?
Have you watched Wednesday?
Oh my God, that's a good one. The new Netflix show about Wednesday Addams. People seem to love that with the Jenna Ortega. You like it?
Mm-hmm. I did like it.
Okay. I'm adding
that to
the list.
And you and I are the same age.
Yeah. So we're both 25. Interesting. So, okay.
Yes.
So Wednesday is a new show, but what's your favorite show of all time?
I'm loving Grey's Anatomy and I didn't find it. I did not start watching Grey's Anatomy until 2017.
Okay, so I watched seasons 1 and 2 when they were airing originally, and then I kind of gave up after, I think it was someone died, right? Like Kevin Heigl left or something, and I was like, I'm done. Yeah,
like season 4 or 5, she left.
Okay, so I watched it that long. Wow, all right. So should I watch that instead of ER?
Oh, I don't know. I didn't watch ER.
Well, now this is interesting because somebody recommended ER. So, okay, I'm adding Grey's Anatomy and Wednesday to the list. So
what about Only Murders in the Building?
Oh, I watched it.
The new one.
Yeah.
You did?
I haven't seen the new season, but I will watch that too. I like them. I like it a lot, that show.
Firefly Girls, is that what it's called?
Well, that's with a Katherine Heigl. Oh, there's a theme.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Firefly Girls. You like it?
There were some cheesy parts, but it's the fun cheese.
Oh, it's like a pizza.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Well,
from Domino's.
Yeah. Well, please. Hello. What is your pizza order from Domino's? I like the thin crust spinach feta pizza as it comes.
I stole that idea from you.
Yeah. Kiskas. It's a great pizza.
Yes.
Thank you so much.
They got it onto my daughter too. She loved it.
I'm proud of you. Thank you, my love.
Hopefully I'll get to come see your new show.
Oh my gosh. I'm coming.
I'm going to try.
Please. There's tickets at helloross.com. New cities announced all the time. And I hope to see you there. Get your tickets. Oh, I'm coming to, I
All
think
right.
I'm coming to Oklahoma City.
Stop it.
I think that's on the list. Yeah, it'll be announced soon.
Either there or Dallas, I'm there.
Okay, perfect, my love. I'll see you soon.
All right, nice talking to you.
Nice to talk to you. And nice to talk to everybody. What we're going to do is we're going to go to a break now. When we come back, I'll break down all of these recommendations. I'll pick one and I'll tell you what my happy ending is. More show on the way. This is Hello Ross. And Colin. Welcome back to the program. A big thanks to everybody who called in, and apologies to everybody in the waiting room we didn't get to. But don't worry, we do this every single Friday, 1:30 p.m. Eastern, 10:30 a.m. Pacific. That's when I record it. So I'll blast out the Zoom link on my Instagram bio. You know how this works by now. So we have our recommendations here are The Traitors, The Morning Show, New Girl, The Mindy Project, ER, The Walking Dead, Wednesday, Grey's Anatomy, and Firefly Girls. All right, so I'm going to pick one of them as my new show to binge. And, okay, after some thought during the commercial break, the one I'm going to choose is The Traitors. The Traitors, and I'll tell you why. That's the show on our first caller talked about. It's the reality show because it's like 12 episodes, which is I'm ready to commit to that right now. I can't commit to 240 seasons of ER or Grey's Anatomy. I'm going to start the Traitors, a few episodes of a reality show. I feel like I can make that commitment right now. So that's what I'm going to do. But keep the recommendations coming. If you didn't make it on the show today, tweet me, Instagram me, Facebook me. I'm at Hello Ross across the board. Tell me what I should binge, and we'll do this again. Now it's time for my happy ending, which is the very best thing I've seen all week. So, you know, when I grew up, I loved television, love, and I still do. But I remember watching Regis and Kathy Lee with my mom and just being obsessed with what they did. You know, I love them. And no one did it better than them. And I actually was thinking about them as we just a few weeks ago got news about season 4 for Drew Barrymore show. We got picked up. And so exciting, you know, and I posted this like sort of Instagram post in my feels talking about how grateful I was and all of that. And well, I mentioned that I used to watch Regis and I tagged at Kathy Lee Gifford and how much it meant to me. Well, she saw it, you guys. And she reposted it on her stories. And she wrote this. She wrote, "This is amazing. I'm so humbled to be part of your story at Hello Ross. You are unbelievably talented and deserve every moment of this success. May God bless you." And then a heart emoji. You know, I dreamt it as a little kid. And now, you know, in my own small way, the dream came true. And I'm just getting started. Thank you, Kathy Lee Gifford, for being the best whoever did it next to the best whoever did it. And thank you for making me feel like I'm doing something. That's the best thing I've seen all week, month, year. You know. Oh, thank you so much for listening. And until next time, bye-bye. Hey, it's me, Ross Matthews. Thanks so much for listening. It means a ton. Make sure you like us, give us a good review, and subscribe wherever you listen to your podcasts. And you can find us on video at Cumulus Podcast Network on YouTube.
The Rolling Stone Music Now podcast gets inside the biggest stories with Rolling Stone senior writer Brian Hyatt.
Now here is my conversation with Jacob Null. Your story is an amazing one, and obviously you lost your dad when you're only 1 year old.
It was definitely a screwy way to grow up. I think that a lot of people never heard of who I am, and then they see me join this band, and they must think this kid must have just handed everything, or nepotism kid. It's a gift that I have an opportunity to sing in such a big band like my father and my uncle's band, Sublime.
Rolling Stone Music Now, wherever you listen.